Watching the process was often comical, however, because from outside to inside, the men were wearing baggy pants, OD pants, long underwear, and OD-colored undershorts. All had buttons, no zippers. Men tried to get everything open while still wearing their gloves. Sometimes it seemed to take forever. The convoy went from Bastogne to Bellefontaine, Virton, Etain, Toul, Nancy, Drulingen. Arriving on January 20th, the 506th PIR went into regimental reserve. While on the road, Sergeant Lipton became ill with chills and a high fever. At Drulingen, he went to see the medical officer who examined him and declared that he had pneumonia and had to be evacuated to a hospital. Lipton said he was first sergeant of E Company and could not possibly leave. As the doctor could not evacuate him that night anyway, he told Lipton to come back in the morning. Lieutenant Spears and Sergeant Lipton had a room in a German house for the night. Alsace, on the border between France and Germany, changes hands after every war. In 1871, it became German territory. The French got it back in 1919. In 1940, it became German again. In 1945, French. The room had only a single bed. Spears said Lipton should sleep on it. Lipton replied that wasn't right. As the enlisted man, he would sleep in his sleeping bag on the floor. Spears simply replied, "You're sick," which settled it. Lipton got into the bed. The elderly German couple who lived in the home brought him some schnapps and Apfelstrudel. Lipton had never drunk anything alcoholic, but he sipped at the schnapps until he had finished a large glass and ate the strudel. He fell into a deep sleep. In the morning, his fever had broken, his energy had returned. He went to the medical officer, who could not believe the improvement. The doctor called it a miracle. Spears, delighted by the recovery, said that he and Winters had recommended Lipton for battlefield promotion, and that Colonel Sink wanted to talk to him. Lipton went to regiment, where Sink gave him a one-hour grilling on his combat experiences. Easy stayed in reserve for nearly 2 weeks, moving almost daily from one village to another. The weather warmed, the sun shone, and the snow began to melt. The ground got mushy. A supply truck arrived carrying an issue of shoe packs, complete with Arctic socks and felt insoles. "Where were you 6 weeks ago in Bastogne when we needed you?" the men shouted at the drivers. Dirty clothes, blankets, and sleeping bags were picked up by the quartermaster company and sent to a GI laundry. Portable showers capable of handling 215 men an hour were brought in. Easy moved through them as a company.